Hey, hold up with that. Can you hold up with that mellow music? Yeah, I know it's Mellow Monday. I use this music for Mellow Monday. It's just that I'm not feeling very mellow today. I have to talk about human depravity. Let's get the rock thing going. The Super Thunder. Start it up. Sorry, folks, for this. Yep. Thread it through. I want the Tuesday through Thursday music. Ah, there it is. I'm not feeling very mellow. Yeah, that's better. Building up. Total depravity. Hi, everybody. Martin Zender. Welcome to Monday. It's another week of Zender Talk. Total depravity. What is it? It's a theological term. Ooh, how I hate theological terms. One more week on this topic and you're going to have it down. One more week on human nature, then we're going to move on. But total depravity, this is a theological term that suggests that there is no good qualities to the race left. To the race that God made. No good qualities were totally wrecked. People say, well, look, God made it. Yeah, but Adam screwed it up. It's Adam's fault that we're totally depraved. But absolutely speaking, this is God's program. Romans 8:20 says that to vanity was the creation subjected, not voluntarily. Nobody raised their hand and volunteered to become subject to sin and death. This is God's program. He's on plan A. You've heard me say that before. I'll continue to say it. God did this. Now, would God totally wipe us out? God has not left us bereft. I love that word, bereft. He has not left us bereft of a vestige. That's another good word, bereft and vestige. I use both of those in the same sense. He would not leave us bereft of a vestige of good. And that is the conscience. The conscience has survived Eden. That's right, and I showed you a verse yesterday. I'm going to go back there because there was a major point that I skipped over, and I got a huge verse for you. Then this is going to enable you to answer your theological detractors who say that there is not one good thing in humanity. Now I know some are going to say, Martin, you don't believe that there's no one righteous, no, not one. Of course I believe that. Romans chapter 3, right? Yeah, I believe everything in the book of Romans. And I'm not saying that we can obtain righteousness. There's no one good, no, not one. I understand that. You can't save yourself, but it's like the rocket ship that can't get out of the Earth's atmosphere. The rockets aren't powerful enough. There's not enough propellant. There's not enough exploding nitrogen in the tanks to get us to righteousness. We can't leave the atmosphere of sin and death. But within this realm we find ourselves in, the conscience helps to keep us in line. And even sinners have it. Even people of the nations, as we're going to find out in the book of Romans. We're going to get to that real soon. I'm not saying you can save ourselves. Of course not. But there's this remnant of goodness that survived Eden. Along this line, I need to say something about Romans 7:18. Romans 7:18 says, somebody's going to throw this at me, I'm aware that good is not making its home in me. That is in my flesh. This is Paul speaking. That's quote unquote. No good is making its home in me, but he adds this parenthetical insertion, that is in my flesh. Your flesh is not able to enact anything good apart from the workings of the Spirit. But notice, it's a parenthetical insertion. I'm aware that good is not making its home in me. That is in my flesh. But within me, there is a conscience and a nature that, left to their own devices, is in line with God and against sin. Because Paul himself teaches that earlier in this book, so he's not going to all of a sudden undo himself here five chapters later. The reason I missed this major point is I was too busy with the women combing their hair. And you know, I realized I left you hanging on that. That's why tomorrow I'm going to go into some detail on it. I just threw some things out. I had some unfinished business there. I think this is an interesting topic. It does have to do with the theme of human nature. Tomorrow's show is going to be rated R. I'm warning you ahead of time, so you have that to look forward to. Get the children out of the room tomorrow, okay? I got to correct something that I said also. I said that the two men combing each other's hair is like, it's unnatural. It's like baboons picking lice from each other. Well, I take that back. Baboons picking lice from each other is natural. That's totally natural. That's what they're supposed to do. But men combing each other's hair, unnatural. Don't do it. One more thing. Sucrose is not an artificial sweetener. for you jokers out there. Sukkos is the adjective form of the noun suke, which is the soul. Back to Romans. Now, Romans chapter 2, verse 14. Here's the killer verse. Somebody comes up to you and say, humans are totally depraved. There is no vestige of anything left over from Eden. We are bereft of anything good. Well, listen to this. Romans 2, 14. For whenever they of the nations that have no law, by nature, may be doing that which the law demands, these, having no law, are a law to themselves, who are displaying the action of the law written in their hearts, their conscience testifying together, and their reckonings between one another, accusing or defending them, in the day when God will be judging the hidden things of humanity according to my evangel through Jesus Christ. Now, I got caught up with the word conscience here last week, and I didn't spend enough time on the word nature. And note that these are people of the nations. These are heathen who have never heard of the law of Moses. They have no law, but their nature, they by nature are doing that which the law demands. Hey, Fred, you kill anybody lately? No, I haven't killed anybody lately. That's what the law demands. Did they do it because they were following law? No, they did it because they had a conscience and the human nature didn't allow them to kill somebody. As I told you last week, the nature can be screwed up. And that's where sin and death come in. Our natures can't do everything they want to do sometimes. Most of the time, they do. In some cases, they can't. But again, the nature itself is fine. But look at that verse. They of the nations have no law, but by nature they do that which the law demands. These having no law are a law to themselves. That sounds almost radical, doesn't it? A law to themselves. It's usually an insult. You're a law to yourself. You don't listen to anybody. You're a law to yourself. Well, here with these members of the nations, it was a good thing because they're natures, their conscience told them to do the right thing. The nature is in accord with God. It is against sin, and so is the conscience. That's just a review for you. Humanity is fine. We're going to become new humans. There's going to be a new humanity. God isn't going to throw away humanity when we're changed. No, He's going to make a new humanity. It's going to be a humanity that is no longer under the poor influences of sin and death. See, there's nothing wrong with humanity. It's just down idle. There's nothing wrong with your nature. It's just affected from without. It's just affected by sin and death. Tomorrow, rated R. But I owe it to you to sew up some loose ends. And we will see you then.